It's the Home Run with Lee Dixon, and we are live on the app and online. It's time for the Home Run Finance now with Justin Delandy from Lending For You. Good afternoon, Justin. Nice to see some sunshine about the coast today.
Yeah, g'day, Lee. It's fantastic, isn't it? I think we're all over it. We've had enough rain.
Yeah, for sure. Now, we are asking today, how are the lockdowns on the mainland affecting you? In the world of finance, it's not doing too well for auction rates.
No, having a bit of a big impact on auction clearance rates, and that's understandable when people are locked down. Capital cities across Australia saw about 1,900 properties taken to auction the week ending the 15th of August. That was up from 1,600 or so over the previous week, but lower than the anticipated 2,200. So there's a bit of a drop there. And that was information according to the latest report from CoreLogic. So that research firm said clearance rates were dragged down, obviously, by lockdowns in Australia's biggest auction markets, which are Sydney and Melbourne. A large number of them have been postponed to a later date. And, of course, we've seen the additional lockdown that's come just recently for Victoria. So I think this is obviously going to have a big impact as well. They still do auctions online, and of the 1,500 or so results collected, 72% were successful, down from the previous week of about 76%. The same period last year saw only about 1,000 auctions and 58%. So this extended lockdown over the course of the last 2 years has had a massive impact on the property market.
Yeah.
One thing that it has done is I think people are very much looking at perhaps coming to the state of Tassie, and that's why we've seen some amazing prices, not only in Hobart, but extending to Launceston and, of course, the northwest coast.
CBA have announced a rise in their profits up to $8.7 billion. Now, that's something like a 20% rise, is it?
Massive. $1.4 billion rise in profits. We all sit back here and just think, my God, how do they make that sort of money? They announced those results to the Australian Stock Exchange. It's already by far the Commonwealth Bank's the biggest company listed on the stock exchange, and prices sort of spiked up even further. The bank's put its success down to the post-COVID economy. I mean, the results are dated before the current lockdowns have occurred now, so having been filed at the end of June, and probably those performances are a little bit better. We've had the CBA CEO Matt Comyn come out and saying that they're continuing to make progress on their strategy, which is building tomorrow's bank today for our customers. So they've committed to new and ongoing support measures for those impacted by COVID-19, and particularly business customers around Australia. So
I don't want to slander them, but I just want to state a fact. So when you tell that story to somebody on the West Coast that banks with CBA and they're shutting their local branch, how are they supposed to then feel?
Yes. CBA's strategy seems to be more a digital strategy, which is fine for the younger people of today. They don't have a problem with that. And, you know, I talk to people from day to day. There's not too many that head into bank branches. But for our older generation of Australians, it makes it a little bit difficult.
Okay. The dollar. Let's talk about the dollar. Let's lift the sheets on the dollar, actually. Let's go back to 1983.
Yeah, I thought it'd be interesting for our listeners to understand where the Australian dollar sort of came from. So it represents, obviously, the economy of Australia. And what I didn't know is the fifth most commonly traded currency in the world. So up until 1983, it had a fixed exchange rate, and then the Australian Labor government floated the currency. Prior to that, it was part of what was called the Bretton Woods system from 1946 to 1971, which the Aussie dollar was pegged to the British pound. So we never hear of that. We hear it a little bit, but most of the time you hear the Australian dollar and the US dollar. So as that system began to break down, the value of the Australian dollar was converted to a traditional sort of peg against the floating US dollar. But what's happening with our dollar continues to trade sideways, despite growing fears over our Delta COVID variant in Australia. We've got those local lockdowns. There's a bit of weak economic data from China as well, because we're very, very closely related to China. Still sitting around the 73, 73.5 US cent mark. So not doing too much.
Very good. All right, mate. Thanks for your time this afternoon. Appreciate it as always.
Fantastic. Thanks, Lee. We'll look forward to catching up again next week.
Good on you. Justin Delaney from Lending For You on the Home Run.